According to the survey, results are dramatic. Wisconsin Tobacco Control Board Chairperson David Gunderson.
We're talking with the youth tobacco numbers about almost a 20% decrease in youth smoking in 1 year. It's 18% decrease. But that's 1 in 5 fewer kids that are smoking.
Gunderson and others point to the success of a state-funded multi-tiered prevention program aimed at middle school-aged children. The survey tracking smoking rates shows 83% of those children who responded have seen or heard commercials about the dangers of smoking. Three-quarters of them were taught about them in class. Gunderson says it's not rocket science. Prevention programs work.
These are kids that are not going to develop emphysema, are not going to develop lung cancer, and we're not going to end up watching them die and paying the health care costs.
At the State Division of Health, Tom Conway is the chief of chronic disease prevention. He says the smoking education programs are based on the inoculation theory. Teach middle schoolers about not smoking, and they'll carry it into high school. The survey shows smoking rates among older teenagers are also down.
This is substantially good news that for the third year in a row, smoking rates in middle school and high school have come down. I do believe that there is much, much work left to be done.
That's because, according to the Tobacco Control Board, Wisconsin currently spends half of what the Centers for Disease Control recommends for smoking prevention programs. The board will be asking for more money, but the legislature already used the $1.6 billion tobacco settlement to balance the budget. The projected state budget deficit is again in the billions. David Gunderson says tobacco prevention funding is clearly at risk.
When you compare tobacco control funding with education funding, with Badger Care, Medicaid, shared revenues, we're concerned that tobacco prevention is going to get the short end of the stick.
But Gunderson counts Governor-elect Jim Doyle as a champion of tobacco prevention. Doyle helped win the settlement and spoke out against using it.
The pivotal point here is in savings, and we know that tobacco prevention and control saves money in addition to saving lives, and we think that the governor is going to support that.
Prevention advocates see education programs as long-range cost savers. They believe the choice rests with the governor and the legislature. The state can either help put out the smoking fire now or pay for the health care damage later. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.